Please bow and pray in silence.
请我们大家低头同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning worship.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日早晨聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing Him the Praise of the Lord 282.
请我们站起来唱诗282首。
282.
282首。
Servants of God, let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counsel, our strength to renew, let us do.
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与喜乐
给予大家。Praise and thank God we can gather here once again to worship the true and living God.
我们非常赞美感谢神呢，我们能够在这边敬拜这个活真真的真神。
This morning I'd like to share with you serving God as a family.
今天早上所要跟大家分享的主题呢，是像一家人一样的服侍神。
Actually, the reason I want to share with you this topic because the last NCC, actually there was a lot of proposal concerning for the minister to station at one church.
我今天会大家分享这个主题呢，是因为在上一次的全国代表会议，在会议上呢，有很多教会在讨论着传道人应该花多少时间在当地的教会。
We know there's 22 churches and prayer house in the United States.
我们知道在美国呢，有22间的教会与祈祷所。
But we have only 9 pastors in the United States.
但是呢，我们只有9位传道人。
So because of this, it creates a dilemma. What should we do that's best for the church?
因为这样子呢，所以我们在一个非常犹豫的地步呢，不晓得应该要怎么做才能够造就所有的教会。
So one church proposed that because there's 9 pastors, should be only assign 9 church to these 9 pastors.
有一些人呢就认为说呢，这九个传道人呢就应该只注目在九间当地的教会。
And then we ask, what happened to the other 13 churches?
那有人就问了，那其他的13间教会怎么办呢
？Of course, just say leave them alone, right?
那他们就主张说呢，就让他们自力更生吧。
Let them do what they need to do for themselves.
他们可以自己想办法应该要做什么。
But of course, this is, you know, and first it seemed to be a good idea.
起初呢，或许这似乎是一个很好的意见。
I'm sure everybody would love to be one church, one pastor.
而且呢，每一个人都也希望说呢，每一间教会有一个注目传道。
But even one church, one pastor is not a guarantee that the church will grow.
但是呢，尽管如此，就是一间教会有一个传道，也不代表说教会一定会增长。
Why? Because a pastor is only a human being.
为什么呢？因为传道人不过也是人。
And second, if there's 22 churches and prayer house in the United States,
第二点呢，如果说我们在这22间的教会祈祷所当中呢
，How can we choose what church and have the pastor?
我们如何来选择说哪一些教会或者是祈祷所应该要有传道呢
？For example, as parents,
譬如说。你如果是一个为人父母的
，If you and your three children stranded somewhere，
如果你和你三个小孩呢，在一个荒岛上
，And you have enough food only for 5 days，
你只有够五天的食物
，But these 5 days is for all three children，
但是这五天的食物呢，总是要分给三个小孩
，But if you only feed one child for that meal and then will last 15 days。
但是呢，你如果只把这个五天的食物呢喂一个小孩的话呢，可以维持15天。
Of course, as parents, almost impossible to choose what child you want to feed and last for 15 days.
你为人父母的，请问你怎么去选择呢？这三个小孩哪一个应该得到这15天的粮食呢
？So that's why when we talk about holy work, we need to think from a family perspective.
所以呢，当我们在考虑教会的事工的同时，我们要想说，我们有这种一家人的精神。
For sure, a pastor is only a human being.
传道人也不过是人。
But the church is a family. Is a family.
但是教会是一个家。
This means every single one of us sitting here, we have our own responsibility.
也就是说呢，每一位在座的都有自己的责任。
We have to work as a family to serve God.
我们必须要像一家人一样的来服侍神。
And only then that God truly can bless the church.
只有这样子，神才会大大祝福我们教会。
For example, Peter.
譬如说彼得
even though he was chosen to speak to the Jews,
尽管呢他已经被选召去传给犹太人
but many people also helped him to do this kind of work.
但是很多人在帮助他
When he went up to speak the first sermon, the 11 apostles also went up to spoke with him.
当他上去呢传道给几千人听的时候呢其他11个使徒也跟着上去
And that's why at that time 3,000 people were baptized.
也就因为这样子所以3000人受洗
And just like Paul,
就像保罗
Even though he was chosen to speak to the Gentiles,
虽然他也被选召呢去传给外邦人
but in the background, many people help him and work with him and encourage him.
但是在幕后有许多的弟兄姐妹不断的帮助鼓励他
So because of this, God worked with everyone.
因为这样子呢所以神与大家同工
So the same thing for us.
今天也是一样
If we look at holy work,
如果我们看我们的圣工
we have to look from a family perspective.
我们要从一个一家人的精神来看
Every one of us, we are part of the family.
我们每一个人都属于这个大家庭。
So this means we have to do every single one of us. We have to do holy work.
也就是说，我们每一个人都有义务要尽我们这个做圣工的责任。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 11.
我们来看约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
We know John chapter 11 talk about the resurrection of Lazarus.
我们知道约翰福音十一章讲的呢是拉撒路的死和他的复活。
And we know Lazarus have two sisters, Mary and Martha.
拉撒路有两个姐姐，就是马大和玛利亚。
Actually, for us to serve God as a family, first we need to become a family.
当我们要想要用一家人的精神来服侍神呢，我们首先要成为一家人。
Yes, every one of us know the day to be baptized, we become a part of family.
我们知道我们受洗的那一天我们就进入了这个家庭
Because we are brothers and sisters
因为我们都是弟兄姐妹
But even though we call each other brother and sister doesn't mean truly deep down in our heart we are brothers and sisters
虽然呢我们自称是弟兄姐妹但是我们打从心里真的是这么觉得吗
But how do we know we are brothers and sisters
我们怎么知道我们是弟兄姐妹呢
Let's read John chapter 11 verse 3
我们来看约翰福音十一章第三节
Verse 3
第三节
Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, whom you love is sick.
她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Actually, we know that during this time, Lazarus was sick and is about to die.
我们知道呢，那个时候拉撒路已经病得快死了。
So his sister, because they care for him so much, they sent to Jesus and to tell him that whom you love, right, is sick.
但是她这姐妹两个这么的关心她就打发人去见耶稣说主啊你所爱的人病了
So what does this mean for us if we truly a family?
这句话呢对我们有什么样的启发呢尤其当我们想要用一家人的精神来彼此互相服侍呢
If someone in a family is sick
如果我们家里有人病了
If someone in a family is spiritually sick
如果我们家里呢属灵上病了
Of course we need to pray to God and ask God to heal them
当然我们要向神祷告求神来医治他们
If we don't do this, this means we really truly not care. We do not care for one another.
如果我们不这么做的话，就表示我们漠不关心。
If we do not care for one another, truly we cannot say we are one family.
如果我们不漠不关心的话，我们怎么能说我们是一家人呢
？Just like Martha and Mary.
就好像说马大和玛利亚一样。
Can you imagine if Lazarus is sick, is dying, they never call or they never send to Jesus to tell him that he was sick?
你可以想象，如果拉撒路已经病入膏肓，但是这两个姐姐都不闻不问的，也不差人去跟耶稣说的话呢，他们像什么样的一家人呢
？For us as a family,
我们身为一家人
，and we have brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹心灵上的软
弱 ，and they are spiritually sick.
他们灵性上生病了。
The best thing we can do to show our care.Is to pray for them and ask Jesus to heal them.
我们能够最直接、最有效的关心的方法呢，就是向神来祷告，求神医治他们。
Can you imagine if so many of us are weak in faith and we don't pray to God to ask Him to help us, and then truly we cannot say we are one family?
我们可以想象吗？假如说我们的弟兄姐妹呢，在属灵上都已经病了，我们并不求神来医治他们，那我们像什么一家人呢
？So this means if we truly a family, we'll pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to help us as a family.
所以我们必须向主耶稣来祷告，求神来帮助我们的家人。
And also, let's turn to verse 33.
我们来看三十三节。
John chapter 11, verse 33.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
Of course, in a time, Lazarus already have died.
在那个时候拉撒路已经死了
And because of this his sister Mary wept much for him
因为这样子呢玛利亚 为他痛声的大哭。
So this means as his sister, she loves Lazarus very much.
换句话就说，这个姐姐呢，非常心疼这个弟弟。
So that's why for us, we truly are one family.
所以今天如果我们真的是一家人
，If we see a brother and sister weak in faith, we need to weep for them.
如果我们看到弟兄姐妹信心软弱，我们必须为他们来哀哭。
Just like Nehemiah.
就好像尼希米
Even though he served as a cupbearer in the palace, but when he heard that his brethren were suffering, he cried for them.
尼希米尽管在皇宫里做酒政，但是当他听闻到他的弟兄们在水深火热当中呢，他就哀哭为他们祷告。
And this to show how much he loved them and cared for them.
这也显示出他如何的关心他们。
So for us, if we look at one another as a family.
同样的，今天我们如果对待弟兄姐妹如同自己的家人一样，We need
to cry for one another.
我们要彼此的哀哭。
Especially those who are sick in the spirit.
尤其是那些在心灵上软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, for me, the hardest thing for me as a minister is actually when I see members are weak in faith.
对我来说呢，让我最不舍得看见的就是弟兄姐妹的心灵软弱。
Because that is the thing that hurt me the most.
因为这一点呢，让我最痛心。
Because as a worker of God, I want everyone to be healthy.
身为一个神的工人，我希望每一个人的灵性都是健壮的。
Especially healthy in the spirit.
尤其是在灵性上健壮。
So if member is not healthy in the spirit, then it's very difficult to go out day in and day out to be able to serve God.
所以呢，当我们的心灵不健壮的时候呢，我们如何在每天的服事当中来敬拜神呢
？Because sometimes it seems the members' pains are my pain.
我常常觉得呢，弟兄姐妹的痛就是我自己的痛。
Why? Because the members are my family.
为什么呢？因为弟兄姐妹就是我自己的家人。
Because the members are the one chosen by God that we are brothers and sisters.
同龄就是神所拣选的家人。
So next time when we see a brother and sister who are weak in faith.
所以下一次当我们看到弟兄姐妹心灵软弱的时候呢
，We need to show a care by praying for them.
我们必须要用祷告来关心他们。
We need to show a care by weeping for them.
我们要为他们哀哭。
This is to show how much we love and care for them.
所以就能够表示出我们爱与关心他们
Just like the Apostle Paul
就好像说使徒保罗一样
When he was in Ephesus for 2 years
当他在以弗所两年的时候
During that time he gave all that he had to the members in Ephesus
他把他所有的都奉献于以弗所的信徒
And he served them night and day with tears
日夜他不断的哭泣祷告
So because of this many members loved him very much
因为这样子所以那里的门徒们深爱着他
Because when he was going to leave to go to Jerusalem many of them cried for him
当他要离开以弗所到耶路撒冷的时候有许多信徒痛哭
Because they knew when Paul go to Jerusalem he's not going to come back anymore
因为他们知道说保罗回到耶路撒冷之后就再也不会回来了
You can see between Paul and the members, they truly love and care for one another.
我们也看得出呢，那边的信徒他们彼此互相的关爱。
Just like us as a family in Christ.
就好像我们今天呢，在主里是一家人。
We need and care and love for one another.
我们必须要关心并且彼此的相爱。
And also, let's turn to verse 19.
我们来看十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
十九节有好些犹太人来看马大。与玛利亚要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
So during that time, not only they care and love for one another, but also they have people around them love and care for them.
那个时候呢，不端是他们这个兄妹三人彼此相爱，他们其他的人也在彼此的相爱。
Because during this time, it's not only a few; it's a many Jews had joined them, Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brothers.
所以呢，在十九节那里就说有好些犹太人来看马大与玛利亚，为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
Actually, if people from outside,
如果有外面的人
，if they see we care and love one another inside the church,
看到我们在教会里头大家彼此的相爱
，and then it's very difficult for them not to care and love us also.
那这样子的话呢，他们也不可能不为我们的爱而感动。
But what happens if we don't love and care for one another within the family?
但是呢，如果我们在主里是一家人，但是却不彼此的相爱的话呢
？And then of course those around us do not compel also to love and care for us.
那些在我们周遭的人，他们也自然的不会关爱我们。
That's why on verse 33, even the Jews who came, they also weeping for them.
所以呢，在三十三节我们看到说呢，看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，心里悲叹。
So this is truly a family.
这真的是一家人的精神。
If we truly show care and love for one another,
我们如果真的彼此的相爱
，and then the people around us also will show care and also love toward us.
这样子我们周遭的人也同样的可以跟我们彼此的相爱。
But not only that, we also need our Lord Jesus Christ to love and care for us.
不但是如此呢，我们也需要耶稣来爱我们。
Because this is the most important point.
这是最重要的。
If we truly can love one another,
如果我们真的彼此相爱
for sure the love of Christ will be in the midst of us.
那耶稣的爱也必定在我们当中。
That's why we read chapter 11 verse 19.
所以我们看十一章的十九节。
Actually, chapter 11 verse 5.
十一章第五节。
Chapter 11 verse 5.
十一章第五节。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Actually, this is very important to our family.
这一点呢，对我们一家人来说是非常重要的。
We know that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus actually they never mentioned their parents.
我们在圣经里头看到马大、玛利亚，还有拉撒路，但是并没有提及他的父母。
Maybe they did not have parents.
或许他们已经没有了父母。
Maybe their parents have died at a young age.
或许在他们年幼的时候，他的父母已经过世。
But what most important that Jesus loved all three of them.
但是最重要的呢，是耶稣爱他们三人。
So the same thing for us.
今天我们也是一样。
If we love one another truly, Jesus also will love us.
如果我们今天彼此相爱，耶稣也必定爱我们。
Why? Because he will show that we work in unity, we work as a family.
为什么？因为当我们彼此的相爱呢，我们就以同样的一条心来彼此的服侍。
And then we read in verse 35 and 36.
我们来看三十五节跟三十六节。
Verse 35 and 36.
三十五节、三十六节。
Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
耶稣哭了，犹太人就说：“你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
”If we know, if we read the four gospel.
我们如果看四福音书
，Very few times that Jesus weep for anything.
我们看到耶稣并不常哭。
We know one time he weep for Jerusalem.
有一次他为耶路撒冷哭。
But this is the second time that Jesus weep for Lazarus and his family.
但是呢，这第二次呢，耶稣为拉撒路和他家人哭。
This means truly our Lord Jesus Christ loved the family of Lazarus very much.
所以主耶稣真的是深爱着拉撒路他们一家。
So even though Jesus loved the family of Lazarus very much, it doesn't mean they will not go through trial and tribulation.
但是尽管主耶稣是这么的深爱他们，并不代表这一家人并不会受到任何的伤害或困难。
Just like for us as a chosen people of God,
就像我们今天也是被选的选民一样。
Actually, many brothers and sisters show a care and love toward one another.
有很多弟兄姐妹都彼此的相爱。
And we know that Jesus Christ also loves us very much.
我们也知道我们主耶稣爱我们。
But why sometimes we have to go through trial and tribulation?
但是为什么很多时候我们经过很多的艰难呢？
Actually, the first reason is that we can glorify the name of God.
第一个原因呢，就是因为这样子我们能够荣耀神。
Because when we go through trial and tribulation,
当我们经过试探的时候，
and then if we be able to overcome this trial and tribulation, then the name of God will be glorified.
那当我们能够靠着主耶稣基督来胜过这些试炼的时候，我们让神的名得到荣耀。
That's why we go to John chapter 11 verse 4.
所以我们来看约翰福音十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
So for sure that Jesus loved Lazarus and his family very much.
所以耶稣深爱着拉撒路一家。
But the reason that Lazarus had to die is so that Jesus can resurrect him, so Jesus can be glorified through it.
但是呢，拉撒路会死，是因为呢，耶稣要借着让他复活得到荣耀。
So that's why we care and love for one another.
所以如果我们真的彼此的相爱
，and then if we go through trial and tribulation，
如果我们经过了许多患难
，for sure because of this care and this love we will overcome this trial and tribulation。
但是因为我们彼此的相爱，我们能够靠着这个爱胜过这些所有的试炼。
Actually, many of you heard, you know, the little brother Jezreel.
我们都听到了这个十八个月大的小男孩 Jezreel.
We know Jezreel have cancer to the eye.
Jezreel 的左眼有癌症。
So from the beginning, it was very hard for their parents Cindy and Jordan really to make decision. What can they do?
所以在这个时候呢，他的父母 Cindy 跟 Jordan 实在非常难下决定到底要怎么做。
And as a Christian, maybe sometimes they have this question: Why did God allow this to happen?
身为一个基督徒，他们或许会直问神：为什么会有这样的事情发生在我自己的儿子身上呢
？But praise and thank God, when I was in the East Coast, I have an opportunity to talk to them and see they truly have faith, great faith toward God.
但是这次我有机会到东部去，看到他们父母我非常感谢神呢，他们对神的态度。
Because when they found out that Jezreel have cancer, they had to make a decision: Should they remove his eye or not?
因为他们知道当自己的儿子有了癌症的时候，到底是要把这个眼睛切除，还是要怎么做呢？
As parents, if you remove your son's eye, this means maybe the rest of his life he can just, you know, go through one, have only one eye.
我们身为父母的，你可以想想看，如果你的儿子要割掉一颗眼睛，他这辈子要怎么过呢？
But even remove that one eye is not a guarantee that the cancer has not spread to his brain already.
就算是把那颗眼珠挖掉呢，却不代表说这个癌症不会扩散。
But they also have pressures from the doctors.
他们有对从医生来的很多的压力。
Because the doctor have recommended them, they have to remove the eye as soon as possible.
因为这医生呢，不断的施压，告诉他们说，你要立刻的把这个眼睛拆除。
Actually, if they do not do it, they can be put to jail.
如果他们不这么做的话呢，这父母呢可能会下监。
So you can see this time for them is really a great decision for them have to make.
所以在这个时刻呢，对他们来说这个决定是重大的。
And so many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for them.
所以很多弟兄姐妹进食祷告。
So because of this, God moved their heart to postpone the surgery.
因为这样子呢，神感动他们的心，让他们把手术的日期延后了。
Even though this was a great risk.
这虽然是非常一个冒险的举动。
But nevertheless, because they know that God will take, will guide them and take care of them.
但是呢，他们深信神会带领他们。
So they postponed the surgery.
所以他们把手术延后。
So because they postponed the surgery and then they find a new way, they do not need to remove the eye of Jezreel.
因为他们把手术延后，所以他们才发现有另外一个方法，不需要切除他的眼睛。
They can do surgery without removing the eye.
他们能够动手术，但是不用把他的眼
睛切除。So because of this, they make them very happy.
因为这样子呢，他们父母非常的高兴。
And they can really give a glory to God.
他们也把荣耀归给神。
Because when they went to the hospital, they also met a mother who also have a son, had the same problem as Jezreel.
因为当他们到医院的时候，他们发现呢，有另外一位母亲，她的儿子有同样的病症。
And only several days before, they find this new way to do the surgery.
那其实呢，不过在几天前，他们才发现有这么一个新的手术的方法。
The doctors already removed the eye of her son already.
其实呢，在这个时候，这位母亲的儿子呢，他的眼睛已经被切除了。
And because of this, the mother regrets so much.
因为这样，这个做母亲的实在非常的不舍。
And she wished that she would never remove her son's eye.
她也非常的希望她的儿子的眼睛没有被切除。
Because now they find a new way to do surgery to the, no, to the eye.
因为他们现在才发现呢，原来有这个新的方法。
But you can see through this trial and tribulation for Cindy and Jordan.
但是呢，借着这样一个大的患难
，They can truly live can give glory to God.
Cindy 跟 Jordan 能够把一切荣耀归给神。
So the same thing in Lazarus' situation.
同样的，在拉撒路的情形。
Of course, Jesus can heal him, no problem.
当然，主耶稣能够很轻易的医治他。
But Jesus allowed him to die.
但是主耶稣允许他。
And he was dead for 4 days.
去死了。
So.Because if he's dead for 4 days, many people do not believe that he will be resurrected again.
因为他已经死了四天，所以大部分的人都不相信他一定能够从死里复活。
But after the resurrection,
但是呢，拉撒路复活之后呢
？So people become to believe in Jesus even more.
有更多的人来相信主耶稣。
So that's why if we read in verse 15,
如果我们看十五节
，verse 15。
15节,
I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
So you can see during this time, Luke is quite say to his disciple.
所以那个时候呢，耶稣就明明的告诉他的门徒
，Say, I am glad for your sake.
我为你的缘故而高兴。
Because during that time that he wants his disciples to believe that he is the Son of the true and living God.
因为耶稣呢要他的门徒深信他就是真神。
So this is the second reason why sometimes we have to go through trial and tribulation.
这也就是我们为什么要受苦的第二个原因。
Actually, as a workers of God, this also is very important for my faith.
其实呢，身为神的工人呢，这一点对我的信心呢非常
的重要。Of course, when I went to Ghana to see the brother and sister who've been resurrected from the dead, my faith increased tremendously.
当我到加纳的时候，有发现有几个死里复活的情形，这也让我的信心大增。
And as I go to different churches, see brothers and sisters who've been healed by the infirmity, my faith also increased tremendously.
当我到不同的教会看到弟兄姐妹他们的疾病得神医治，我的信心也大增。
And because of this, my faith becomes stronger and stronger.
因为这样子，我的信心就不断的增加。
So actually, this sickness actually is for us to increase our faith.
所以其实呢，有很多的疾病都是为了要增加我们
的信心。And the trial and tribulation we have to go through is to increase our faith.
我们经过很多的试炼，都是要增加我们的信心。
And also we go and read verse 45.
45节。
Verse 45.
45节。
Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the thing Jesus did believed in him.
那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事，就多有信他的。
But actually, this trial and tribulation not only for the members to believe in Jesus, but also for people who do not believe in Him come to believe in Him.
所以耶稣在做这件神迹的时候，不单单让他的家人还有门徒能够相信他，也让其他周遭的人也相信他。
Just like during the time when the Jews came to Mary, they believed in Jesus because they saw that He resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
当这些犹太人来看玛利亚的时候，他们看到耶稣所做的事，就都相信他。
So this is why the three reasons why we need to go through trial and tribulation.
这也就是为什么我们要经过很多的试验。
First, the name of God can be glorified through us.
第一就是神的荣耀会借着我们所经过的来得荣耀。
And second, for us to increase in our faith.
第二个就是要增添我们的信心。
And third, for those who do not believe in Jesus, will come to believe in Jesus.
第三，那些还没有来信主的，因为看到我们所经历过的，就能够来相信他。
So this means when we go through trial and tribulation.
所以当我们在经过试炼的时候
，we should not feel sorry for ourselves.
我们不要自怜。
Actually, of course, we will feel sorry for our brothers and sisters.
当然，但是很多时候我们会为我们的弟兄姐妹感到难过。
But this is a time to show a care and love toward one another.
但是这也是让我们能够彼此相爱的时刻。
And why do we have to go through trial and tribulation?
为什么要经过这么多的试炼呢？
Actually, the fourth reason is for us to perfect our servitude toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
第四个原因就是让我们能够有一个完全服侍神的心态。
Because sometime in our life, if everything's going well.
因为呢，如果我们的生活非常的安逸
，and then when we serve God, we really do not serve God with our whole heart.
那我们在服侍神的时候，并不是全心全意的。
Mike, actually, sometimes maybe we complain too much in our servitude.
很多时候呢，我们在我们的服侍当中却有很多的抱怨。
Why? Because sometimes we take that kind of love from our Lord Jesus Christ for granted.
因为呢，我们常常把主耶稣基督所给我们的爱置之不理。
For example, when I'm healthy.
譬如说，如果当我还是健康的时候
，And sometimes I just take, you know, for granted that I can come out to give sermon, I can go to visit brothers and sisters.
我也呢觉得说能够出去访问信徒或者到站上讲台讲道是一件很自然的事情。
And then when I have migraine.
但是呢，当我偏头痛的时候
，Because sometimes when migraine is so severe, I cannot read the Bible, I cannot pray, I cannot go out and do visitation.
我的头痛到呢，我不能够读经祷告，不能够出去访问弟兄姐妹。
And then because of this migraine, I really give thanks to God.
也因为这个偏头痛，让我能够深深的感谢神。
To make me realize the reason I can serve Him because of His grace, because of His mercy.
让我深深的了解到说呢，今天我能够服侍他，完全是因为他的怜悯。
And let's see Lazarus and Martha.And Mary before Jesus resurrect Lazarus from the dead.
我们现在来看看呢，马大与玛利亚在在这个拉撒路还没有复活之前的一个情况。
How did they serve God before that?
他们在这之前怎么样的来服侍主呢
？Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42.
38节到42节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 38.
路加福音十章三十八节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Verse 39.
三十九节。
And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40.
四十节。
But Martha was distracted with my serving, and she approached him and said,Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Verse 41.
41节。
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Verse 42.
42节。
But one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. So we can see in verse 38 to verse 42, it describes the servitude of Mary and Martha before Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
从三十八节到四十二节，我们可以看到呢，马大与玛利亚在拉撒路复活之前服侍的心态。
So we can see in verse 39, during the time Mary, she sat at Jesus' feet and just listened to the word of God.
在三十九节呢，玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And then verse 40, but Martha was distracted with my serving.
40节, 马大事后的事多, 心里忙乱,
and because of this, she complained to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样子,
and she said to him, do you not care that my sister have left me alone to serve?
所以就近前来说, 主啊, 我的妹子留下, 我一个人事后,
therefore, feel bad for me and tell her to help me.
所以呢, 请她觉得有点内疚, 让她能够来帮助我。
But Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you have worried and troubled about many things.
但是41节, 耶稣回答说, 马大, 你为许多的事情忧虑烦扰。
So is this mean when Martha was serving Jesus, is this a wrong thing to do?
但是在这里却意味着马大服事是错误的吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
But the reason Jesus rebuked her because when she served him, she complained against him.
但是呢, 耶稣为什么讲他呢? 因为马大的服事充满着抱怨。
She complained that he is not fair toward her.
她一直抱怨, 觉得说是不太公平。
By not telling her sister Mary to help her to serve.
因为她觉得呢, 她的妹妹玛利亚并没有来帮忙。
Actually, maybe some of us are just like Martha.
其实或许有一些人就像马大一样。
Maybe every time we come to church, we do many things ourselves.
当我们来到教会的时候, 都是我们在服侍。
But sometimes we complain to God, say, God, why do you, I'm the only one that's serving you.
但是呢, 我们有时候会向神来祷告, 神啊, 为什么只有我在服侍你呢?
And why everybody else just sit down in the chapel and listen to the word of God?
为什么每一个人呢, 就只坐在会堂里面听到呢?
And nobody's helping me.
没有人。
Actually, if we serve like this, and then for sure, Jesus will not be pleased.
其实如果我们以这样的心态来服侍呢, 主耶稣并不会得到喜悦。
Of course, sometimes it might be true.
当然, 很多时候这是真的。
There are a lot of, so few of us, the one that really serving God.
其实服侍的人少。
And we have nobody to help us.
也很少人能够帮我们。
But the most important for us is not to complain.
但是最重要的就是不要抱怨。
But just to do work with a sincere heart.
但是只用一颗虔诚的心来做我们的服事。
Actually, if Jesus gave us the opportunity to serve him,
其实呢, 如果主耶稣给我们机会来服事,
the more we serve him, the more we store up treasure in heaven.
我们服事的越多, 我们所得的奖赏, 在天上的也会越多。
We should not complain.
所以我们不要抱怨。
But rather we praise and thank God we have the opportunity to serve him.
与其我们抱怨, 我们不如好好的来感谢神给我们这个服事的机会。
What about Mary?
但是玛利亚又如何呢?
Is it right for her just to see that, be see that Jesus' feet and listen to his word?
她就在主耶稣的脚前, 在听到, 这样子却是对的吗?
Of course, this is the best portion.
当然这是一个最好的福分。
Every one of us, we hope and wish that we can just come to church and listen to the word of God.
当然每一个人都希望来到教会, 能够坐下来, 专心地听到。
But if every one of us come to church and just listen to the word of God, then during lunch you have nothing to eat.
但是呢, 如果每一个人只是坐下来听到的话, 那午餐要吃什么呢?
And then during the time of speaking, there's no, microphone to speak into.
那如果要讲到的时候呢, 这麦克风, 并没有打开, 那大家又听得到什么呢?
So this means every single one of us, even though we want to sit and listen to the word of God.
所以尽管我们每一个人都希望是坐下来听到。
But actually there's some other people out there also have to do some work.
但是呢, 其实在外面, 在幕后呢, 有很多人在工作。
To make this whole day of Sabbath to become complete.
这样子的话呢, 来到教会, 这个安息日的聚会, 才能够完完全全的实施。
So what does this mean for us?
这也意味着什么?
This means if those of us who really love to listen to the word of God,
这也就意味着说呢, 如果我们真的是来专心听到的,
just like during a time, maybe Mary, she really just want to listen to the word of God.
就好像说玛利亚呢, 在主耶稣的跟前专心地听到,
but what she should have done is to help Martha to do what she need to do, and so Martha can come to Jesus' feet and also listen to the word of God.
但是呢, 她却应该帮她呢, 帮马大呢, 让他也有机会来到主耶稣的跟前来听到。
So this means for us, if we want to serve God as a family,
所以今天呢, 我们若要有一家人的精神来服侍,
we need to help one another.
我们必须彼此的帮助。
So we can finish all the work, and then everyone can come to sit and listen to the word of God.
这样子的话呢, 大家都能够一起的帮忙, 让每一个人都有机会来坐下来听到。
That's why in Sacramento Church,
所以在撒迦缅都教会,
actually Sacramento Church is not too many of us.
并没有太多的信徒。
So during lunch, many of us are very busy preparing lunch.
所以在午餐时间, 有很多弟兄姐妹忙着在准备午餐。
And some of our brothers and sisters do not have the opportunity to pray and also to listen to the word of God.
很多弟兄姐妹呢, 没有机会, 来祷告。
So because of this, the council members have decided during lunch, maybe we try to make the food more simple.
因为这样子呢，那里的植物会就决定了把午餐都准备的简单一些。
And during lunch, we try to involve more brothers and sisters to help make an alliance, so everyone during service can come to sit down and listen to the word of God.
那我们有让更多的弟兄姐妹能够参与准备午餐，这样子的话，弟兄姐妹才能够坐下来听到。
So this means if we truly are one family.
所以如果我们真的是一家人。
If Martha and Mary truly are one family.
如果玛利亚真的是一家人。
Mary, she should be able to help Martha.
玛利亚应该在帮马大。
So Martha can have the opportunity also to partake the best portion, that is to listen the word of Jesus.
这样子马大也能够在主的跟前听到得到最好的福分。
So the same thing for us.
今天我们是一样。
As brother and sister, we are one family.
我们身为弟兄姐妹，我们是一家人。
So we need to help one another, so every single one of us during the service can come and sit down and listen to the word of God.
所以呢，我们每个人要彼此帮忙，这样子的话，每一个人才有那个机会坐下来听到。
So for sure, the listening to the word of God is a better portion.
当然，听到是一个最好的福分。
But from verse 38 to 42, where is Lazarus during this time?
但是我从38节到42节我们看不到拉撒路。
Actually, Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
拉撒路在这里并没有出现。
So during that time, Mary just sit there and listen to the word of God.
所以呢那个时候呢玛利亚就坐在主耶稣的跟前
听道。And Martha's servant Jesus was much complaining.
马大事后事多心里繁忙。
And Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
拉撒路见不到人影。
And what happened when Lazarus died and Jesus resurrected him?
但是呢，当主耶稣把拉撒路从死里复活了之后呢
，Actually, their servitude become more complete.
我们看到他们服事的精神更上一层楼。
Let's go to John chapter 12.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
The book of John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3.
约翰福音十二章第一节到第三节。
John chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 3.
约翰福音十二章第一节到第三节。
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany with Lazarus who had been dead, who he had raised from the dead, verse 2.
第二节。
There they make him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him, verse 3.
第三节。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So we know that during this time, Lord Jesus Christ, 6 days before the Passover, he also went to Bethany.
逾越节前六天，耶稣来到伯大尼。
And Bethany is where Lazarus was dead, and Jesus resurrected him again.
就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
But on verse 2,
第二节。
This is after the resurrection of Lazarus.
这也是拉撒路从死里复活之后。
And this is after Martha, Mary, and Lazarus can become a family to serve God with a sincere heart.
这也就是马大、玛利亚和拉撒路能够用一家人的精神来服侍神的时刻。
And verse 2 we say they make him a supper and Martha serve.
第二节，有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候。
Actually, during that time, not only Martha the one that's serving, but also the other people helping to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个时候呢，不但是马大伺候呢，还有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
But what is the difference between Martha's servitude?
但是这个时候，马大的服事有什么样的转变呢
？Actually, during that time, Martha also served our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个时候，马大还是在服侍主耶稣。
But when she served our Lord Jesus Christ during this time, she did not complain at all.
但是呢，她在服侍的时候，她并没有任何的抱怨。
So for us, it should be the same thing.
我们今天也是一样。
When we serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们在服侍神
，we should not complain to Him.
我们不应该向他抱怨。
But serving a willing heart, just like Martha after she saw the resurrection of her brother.
就好像说马大在看拉撒路死里复活之后呢，他心甘情愿的来服侍神。
And we know Lazarus before he was dead and resurrected, he was nowhere to be found.
拉撒路呢，在他死里复活之前呢，就找不到人
了。This means maybe his relationship with Jesus was not that good.
或许在那个时候呢，他与主耶稣的关系并不是那么好。
Of course, if he had a good relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, when Jesus came to visit his family, he would also be there to serve Jesus.
当然，如果拉撒路的关系与耶稣的关系很好呢，耶稣来访问的时候，他必定在那里。
So just like for us.
所以我们今天也是一样。
Sometimes when we're weak in faith,
很多时候我们信心软弱。
We do not want to come to church and worship God.
很多时候我们不想来到教会来敬拜神。
We do not want to kneel down and pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不想跪下祷告。
So that's why sometimes we need to go through trial and tribulation so our faith can become strengthened.
所以有时候呢，我们要经过许多的试炼，让我们能够再一次的来到神的跟前。
So after Lazarus was resurrected,
所以当拉撒路复活之后
，We can see they say in verse 2, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him.
我们从第二节就看得出来说拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
So before his death and resurrection,
所以在他死后复活之前
呢 ，He was nowhere to be found.
他不见人影。
After his death and resurrection,
但是他从死里复活之后呢
，He was one of those who sat at the table with Jesus.
拉撒路也在那同坐耶稣坐席的人中。
So that's why sometimes we need to go through trial and tribulation.
所以我们很多时候要经过很多的试炼。
So we know how important it is to be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子我们才知道说与主耶稣同在的重要性。
And let's read verse 3.
第三节
Chapter 12, verse 3.
十二章第三节
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of oil.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏抹耶稣的脚，用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Actually, during this time, Mary not only just sit at the Jesus' feet and listen to his word.
在那个时候，玛利亚已经不是 坐在主耶稣的跟前在听到。
But rather she put his word into action.
她把她所听到的实行出来。
By showing Jesus how much she loves him.
她用行动来表示她多么深爱着耶稣。
Because during this time she took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard.
因为在那个时候，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏。
So this one pound of costly oil cost about 1 year of wages.
其实呢，这个一斤的真纳达香膏等于一年的工钱。
And near time, she took this 1 year wages and anointed the feet of Jesus.
她拿这个一年的工钱呢，把它抹在耶稣的脚。
How wonderful this is!
这是一个多美的服事。
And not only that, she showed her humility by wiping his feet with her hair.
不但如此，又用自己头发去擦。
And because of these wonderful deeds.
因为这样子。
The whole house was filled with fragrant oil.
屋里就满了膏的香气。
So this means for us.
这个对我们有什么意义
？For those of us who sit here and listen to the word of God.
我们今天都在坐的，在听到。
Of course, it's very important to hear the word of God.
当然，听到是非常的重要。
But actually, it's more important to put the word of God into action.
但是更重要的是要把我们所听到神的道实行在我们的生活当
中。So this means whatever we have learned, whatever we have heard.We needed to apply into our daily life.
所以我们所听到、所学习的，必须要在我们日常生活当中实行出来。
And this is the only way that we can show to Jesus how much we love Him.
这才能够真的证明我们如何的爱耶稣。
So for us, if we want to serve our Lord Jesus Christ as a family,
如果我们要以一家人的精神来服侍神
，Actually, we must serve our Lord Jesus Christ as a family.
其实我们必须要一家人的精神来服侍神。
The first servitude we need to show our care and love toward one another.
第一个服侍的精神就要彼此的相爱。
And only then that our Lord Jesus Christ will show His care and love toward us.
这样子主耶稣才能够爱我们。
Even though we will go through trial and tribulation.
虽然我们经过许多的试炼。
But this trial and tribulation is for us to draw ourselves closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这些试炼让我们能够更亲近神。
So when we serve Him, we will not complain.
所以我们在服侍的时候就不
会抱怨。And when we listen to Him, we will put our what we have heard into action.
那我们在听他的道，也能够把所听到的实践出来。
Just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
就好像说马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
After she saw this great miracle,
当他们看到这个莫大的神迹之后
she served our Lord Jesus Christ without complaining.
马大再也没有抱怨不断的服侍神
And after Lazarus resurrected from the dead,
当拉撒路从死里复活
he's with our Lord Jesus Christ at the same table.
他与耶稣同坐席
And Mary put what she have heard into action.
玛利亚把她所听到的实行出来。
So because of this, the whole house will fill such beautiful fragrant oil.
因为这样子，所以屋里就满了膏的香气。
So everyone in that house can smell this beautiful scent.
所以每一个在这个家里头的人都能够闻到这股香气。
So the same thing for us.
今天也是一样的。
When our servitude toward our Lord Jesus Christ become perfected.
当我们对于主耶稣服事的精神得以完全。
And then the fragrance inside church will become very beautiful.
那在教会里头服侍的香气也是非常美好的。
So everyone in this church will also can smell this beautiful fragrance.
这样每一个人都能够闻到这股香气。
So may Jesus continue to guide us and always give us the heart to serve as a family.
愿主耶稣不断的带领我们，让我们能够以一家人的精神来服侍。
Let's all rise up and sing him.
我们一起站立来唱诗。
Let's sing him 126.
唱诗126首
126
首
I mean, every single one of us need to do our parts.
我们每一个人要尽我们的本分。
If we see one brother, one sister working very hard, we also need to help them.
如果我们看到弟兄姐妹非常努力的在服侍，我们也要去帮他。
So everything can be done, and everyone can come to sit and listen to the word of God.
这样子的话，每一个人都能够互相的帮忙，都有机会来到他的跟前听到。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们现在要一起祷告。
We pray for the outreach and passion work in Northern California area.
我们为北加州所有的福音的事工代祷。
We also pray for our brother and sister who are weak in faith.
我们也为心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Every time we kneel down and pray,
我们每次跪下祷告的时候，
we should be able to pray for every single member in San Jose Church.
我们应该都为我们圣何西教会的每一位信徒来祷告。
And only then that the heart can become one.
唯有这样子，我们的心才能够合一。
And only then that the servitude can be as a family.
唯有这样子，我们才能够像一家人一样的来服侍神。
So we ask God continue to bless us.
我们求神不断的祝福我们。
And always to put His love inside our heart.
把他的爱充充满满的放在我们的心里。
So we can continue to care and love for one another.
这样子我们能够彼此相爱。
And serve our Lord Jesus Christ as one family.
并且以一家人的精神来服侍神。
And only then that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified.
唯有这样子，我们主耶稣基督的圣名才能够得到荣耀。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。